everybody. My name is Selda. I am from Atatürk University, from Turkey. Today I'm going to share with you the data of a project we have been working on for 3 years. And as you all know, drought and plant growth are strongly related to each other, and drought is one of the most major factors limiting the plant production worldwide. And it's okay. Successful crop management is related to the better management of water and also better management of the incomes of the agricultural production. Recently, using plant growth promoting bacteria in plant production is quite promising since it is natural, biologic, and effective. And it also reported that these bacteria has ameliorative effects of the to improve plant drought stress tolerance. The aim of this study is to investigate the effects of these bacteria and methylamine on improving squash drought tolerance. We use squash cultivar sakız from Turkey, and we have different irrigation levels and different bacteria strains, and a product of methylamine we use to improve the effectiveness of bacteria strains. Now I want to open a parenthesis here. In the first year of the project, we conduct an experiment in the greenhouse, and we use 5 different bacteria strains and 3 different methylamine doses. And then after this experiment, we try to pick the best working bacteria strains and methylamine doses. So those are the experiment results photos from the greenhouse. On the right top, you see the control treatment, and the other 5 is different bacteria under different, I can show you, under different drought levels. So those are the controls, and then drought experiments goes in this way. So this is the control, and after this experiment, we pick these 3 bacteria strains to use in the field. And we have seen that 2.5 millimolar or 5 gram per liter methylamine dose works better than 5. So we, with these results, we moved to the field experiment. This is last year. And this year also we have plan in the field right now. And I'm going to share with you the second year results with you today. So we saw the seeds in the, this multicell seedling trays in the greenhouse. And after 2 weeks of sowing the seeds, we transplant them to the field. But after application of bacteria strains and methylamine, it's like giving a bath on the right to the seedlings. And then we take them to the field. And here in this field experiment, now we have 3 bacteria strains and 1 control, no bacteria application. And we conduct the experiment in the Agricultural Research Station of Atatürk University. And we have 4 different irrigation levels. One is control, like 100% of irrigation water is supplied. I mean, all the water required by plant is supplied, 100%. And the rest is 85 and 70 and 55% of the full irrigation amount of water. And we decide on the irrigation timing with these tensiometers on the right top. And we monitor soil moisture by getting gravimetrically soil, I mean, we get soil samples and measure gravimetric water content in the soil. And we measure the water amount as a cubic meter from the these pumps. This is the layout of the experiment. It's a randomized compact block design, and there is 48 parcels or pilots with 3 replications for each treatment. And we measure photosynthesis, stomal conductance, transpiration rate, concentration of intercellular CO2, electrolyte leakage, and leaf relative water content. We have in some other measurements. My friend will present some of the data also. And the final report we will be writing the with the results of this year. And those are the methods for electro leakage. We use the electrical conductivity ratio between before and after incubation of the plant samples from their leaves. Photosynthetic rate, stomal conductance, transpiration rate are measured by Likert 6400. And leaf relative water content is decided or calculated between the ratio of fresh weight and turgor weight percentage. So results, we have seen that, as expected, photosynthesis is decreased through the water stress. I mean, whenever we have high water deficit, we have less or lower photosynthesis data. Under even no water stress conditions, we get the better results with different bacteria strains, and they were higher than no bacteria applications. And in all levels of water deficit, B1 bacteria gives better results as compared to the controls. And here in this extremely water deficit treatment, photosynthesis increased 36% almost as compared to the control treatments. And the other bacteria strains also have better results and as compared to the control, no bacteria application. And it all improved the photosynthesis results. Stomal conductance also similar with the photosynthesis rate of the experiment. They are all decreased with deficit irrigation. And again, the better results were obtained with different bacteria, especially B2 and B3 give better results in each treatment. And transpiration also changed with the water deficit. We have seen the better results with different bacteria stress as compared to control in each treatment, in each level of water deficit. Even under well watered irrigation conditions, we have seen that bacteria works better than no bacteria applications. Leaf relative water content decreased also with water deficit as expected, but the difference here is that bacteria strains didn't make big differences as compared to the gas exchange parameters. So they were all start with the 50%, around 50%, and under water deficit, they all decreased together. And electro leakage is one of the parameters we analyze, and it's also one of the indicator shows that how cell membranes are stable under water stress conditions, and it's also a major component of the drought tolerance in plants. So as you can see here, under well-watered conditions, they are all kind of similar. Bacteria didn't change the results much. However, under water stress, there is a huge difference, which shows bacteria B1, especially B1, makes better management or better drought tolerance of the plant, and the results increase under water deficit conditions. So, as a conclusion, it can be said that the negative effect of drought stress on physiological parameters of squash plant were improved with the application of bacteria strains and methylamine application as compared to the control. Severe drought conditions caused sharp decline with decline in photosynthesis of squash, which almost reached 16% as compared to the control treatment. And B1 bacteria was the most effective bacteria strains on photosynthesis activity that caused 20% increase under full irrigation and 28% increase under severe drought conditions. And under under extreme water deficit conditions compared to control, it increased 36%. The photosynthesis ratio increased 36% with this BE1 bacteria strains. And different bacteria strains works in different way. It's obvious from the result, like BE1 bacteria works better under drought conditions. However, BE3 bacteria gives better results under full irrigation. And with these results, I want to underline again, we are conducting the third year of the experiment, so we are going to report this year results too. But from this result, it looks like that they can be used for reducing the deleterious effects of drought stress on yield on growth of squash as an eco-friendly approach. We are very thankful to the Turbitak for its generous financial support, and thank you for listening. Yeah. Yeah, please. Photosynthesis, we measure twice when we start harvesting. So like when we start seeing the results of drought stress on the plants. So there are two, but at the end of the growing period, let's say the most effective, we want to see the effective results. So this, and intervals for, excuse me. Yeah. Okay. We have to. Yeah, please.
What was the amount or the concentration of the bacteria that you used in the mat that the plants were treated with?
There is another guy who is specialized on this bacteria in the work, so I can't exactly say the concentration, but we apply 2 times just before the seedling and then after once. So I can tell you maybe later when I heard from the... Yes? That's for methylamine. That's for methylamine, not for bacteria concentration. Yeah, please. Yeah, it's from the plants actually. The plants which are most which have drought tolerant. So from the root area plants and then soil, we pick them, we collect them, and then after in the laboratory conditions they are isolated and produced to application. And it's kind of we are trying on the process that if we can use it in the market.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we look at the yield differences. My friend will talk about yield differences tomorrow, but yeah, you can see the same results. I mean, whenever the photosynthesis is high, like BE1 bacteria, the yield is higher. So it kind of correlates each other. You can see these results are synchronized with the field results. And for the other question, as much as I understand, right, we get the soil samples from root area and then from plant, and then we analyze them again after and before and after harvest, let's say. So we are gonna report these results too.
Thank you, Salma.
Thank you.